I would like to discuss today three inyanim relating to Shabbos Shira. This parsha of Shalach is a packed parsha. There are many halachic inyanim. There are many different issues, hashkafic issues, halachic issues relating to Shabbos Shira. So I want to discuss very briefly some few things. We did some of these topics in the past, but these are some new things that I came across in this new kuntres that I have from Rabbi Dvorkis on this Sivei HaMenhagim. He touches upon some very interesting things. Okay, first issue is the inyan of saying Shira over the Mapalosan Shel Rishayim. We all know the famous Chazal, the pasuk in the sixth parsha of Le'korav Zel Zeh Kol Halayla. Le'korav Zel Zeh, when they were running away from Mitzrayim, and Hashem separated Klal Yisrael from the Mitzrayim with the Anani Hakovod, and the pasuk says Le'korav Zel Zeh, and the Anani Hakovod prevented the two different camps from coming close to one another. Chazal take these words and they darshan that it refers to the Malachi Hashares. The Malachi Hashares, before they say Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, they sing Shira. They ask Rishus Zel Zeh, Noisim Rishus Zel Zeh. For Le'korav Zel Zeh alludes to the Malachi Hashares did not recite Shira at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Gemara says, the Gemara relates the conversation in Shemayim. They wanted to say Shira. Hashem said, Ma'ase Yodai Tovu Bayom Ve'atem Oimim Shira. Hashem said, this is a bittersweet experience for me. Even though it's true that they are wicked and they are the enemies of my chosen nation, but they are my creation. And I have no pleasure in witnessing the destruction of my creation. Yet, we do sing Shira. I mean, after all, the sixth parasha, Klaoz Yosher Moshe Uvenei Yisrael Shira Zos Lashem VeYemulema. So we do sing Shira. So why is it that the Malachim are not singing Shira and we are singing Shira? And the truth is, okay, the truth is, to some degree, we also don't sing Shira 100% because on Pesach. On Pesach, Shvishtal Pesach, and for that matter, the last 6 days of Pesach, we do not recite Halal Sholem. We only recite Halal, the first half of Halal. And indeed, one of the reasons why we do not say the entire Halal is because this is one of the reasons. The more popular reason is because we do not have a unique Korban. The degree of Simcha on this last 6 days of Pesach is not the same as the degree of Simcha on the first day, because the Korban of the last 6 days is identical. It's the same Korban Musaf. On Sukkot, every single day there's a different carbon musaf. The 70 parim, the 70 animals gzutai are offered for the umos olam. So therefore, there's a unique carbon. We say halal. But on Sukkot, gzutai. But on Sukkot, we do not have anything unique. Therefore, on Sukkot, we do not recite halal. That's one reason. But another reason given is because Ma'aseh Yodai Tovu Bayam, since the last day of Sukkot is Shiras Hayam, Kriyas Yamsuf, Gesundheit, it's Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kriyas Yamsuf, Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf, and this Chazal, Ma'aseh Yodai Tovu Bayam, so it's not for us to recite Halel Sholem. And he has a very big chiddush. That only explains why you don't say Halel on Shvi Yishol Pesach. But what about the Chol HaMoed? So yeah. He cites here, Rabbi Dvorkis cites an incredible chiddush. Who does he say this from? The Maril. The Maril, okay, the father of all Menhagim. It's an awesome chiddush, is that Chol HaMoed is an extension of Shvi Yishol Pesach. I don't think the average person would say that. The average person would say that it's somewhere in between. What is Chol HaMoed? Maybe you can argue it's an extension of the first day of Pesach. On Sukkot, what is the Chol HaMoed Sukkot? Is Chol HaMoed Sukkot an extension of the first day Sukkot, or is it an extension of Shmini Atzeres?
Obviously, Sukkot could be an extension.
Well, Shmini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov b'fnei Atzmo. Maybe this could very well be that this is a fundamental difference in the nature of the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot versus the nature of the Chol HaMoed of Pesach. And we do know there are major differences. The classic difference is on the Haftorah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Do in the Haftorah, do you mention in the Nusach, do you mention that it's Yom Tov? The difference between the two. I don't remember all the details now, but It's a very big chiddush of the Maril. The Maril learns that at least when it comes to Pesach, the Chol HaMoed is an extension of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And just like Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we do not recite Halel Sholem because of the principle Ma'aseh Yodai Tovu Bayom Ve'atem Oimim Shira. We do not recite Halel Sholem on the intermediary days of Chol HaMoed either. Now, but yet Shira we do say. Halel we don't say, but Shira we do say. So the question again is still why? How do we differentiate between the two? So he has over here some very interesting reasons coming to explain the two. The first reason he gives is the difference between the victim and an observer. The Malachi Hashares, they didn't suffer in Egypt. The Malachi Hashares, so they're in Shemayim, they're just here for the show. They're watching what happened. They're watching Yitzias Mitzrayim. They're watching Klal Yisrael suffer. It's not no gear then. Now they want to see, oh, look at this. These evil, wicked people have been destroyed. So let's thou sing Shir to Hashem. Hashem says, mind your own business. But we, Klal Yisrael, we suffered. Va'avodum de'inu oisam arba me'oshana. When you are the victim, when you suffer, and you have received salvation, you don't make cheshbonos. Masa yodai tovu bayom v'yatem amim shira. You don't make cheshbonos, and you are allowed to sing shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one popular answer. Another answer comes from Aaron Kaller. Aaron Kaller is a little bit very deep. It's a little bit of a twist, a spin-off of the first answer. He says the Malachi Hashares are called oimdim. What happens when the Malachi Hashara say Shira? They sing Shira. Before they sing Shira, they're on a spiritual level. And then they sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they finish singing Shira, has the experience of singing Shira raised them to a different level of spirituality? The answer is no, absolutely not. That's the nature of a Malach. A Malach is fixed. He's stuck. He's locked in one level. He cannot grow. A Jew, a human being, when he gives Shevach V'Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the experience raises him to a new level of Kirvas Elokim. So Aaron Kaller says, this principle, V'Loikarav Zezeh Kol Alayla, the Malachim were denied to sing Jews because you Malachim, you're going to get nothing out of this. You're going to sing Shira. Very nice. That's what you're created to do, to sing Shira. But when the Shira is over, you're going to be on the same spiritual level that you were when you started. You have nothing to gain. Klal Yisrael, human beings, when they sing Shira, the experience raises them to a new level. That is the overriding feature which allows us to say Shira even when Ma'aseh Yodai Tovu Bayom. A third answer he presents, Rav Dvorkis, is we're not singing Shira. When we sing Shira, we're not singing Shira for the destruction of the enemies of Klal Yisrael. It's a very deep idea, but rather we're singing Shira for acknowledging the midah keneged midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the way, the technique, the method in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought an end to our enemies. In other words, why did the Egyptians die through drowning? It was midah keneged midah kol habein hayilod hayoira tashlichuhu. And in fact, there's another interesting idea which ties into this idea very well, where he says that when the Malachi Hashares wanted to say Shira, it doesn't simply mean they wanted to sing Shira to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the destruction of the enemies of Klal Yisrael. It means they wanted to participate in the destruction of the Mitzrayim through singing Shira. What does this mean? Sancheirif. Going to the Talmud by Yesheni, when he surrounded and was ready to attack and destroy Klal Yisrael, so how did the 180,000 soldiers of Sancheirif died? The Medrash tells us Hashem opened up Shemayim and the soldiers heard the Malachim singing Shira, And that experience of hearing the fear, that experience was so overwhelming for these soldiers to hear the shira of the malachim, it caused them to die, to expire on the spot. The malachi hasharis wanted to do the same thing at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were asking Hashem, open up the shemayim, let the Egyptians hear the shira of the malachim, and that will cause these people to die. So Hashem said, Ma'ase yodai, Tovu, and there's a different gear, so he has Ma'ase Yodai Tovu Bayam, means that Ma'ase Yodai, I can't let the Egyptians die through the experience of hearing song. They have to die in a method, a technique that's Mida Kineged Mida. They sinned. The first sin, the primary sin of the Egyptians that started off the entire Sheba was called Habein Hayiloid Hayoira Tashlichuhu. Therefore, they have to die in a similar method. They have to die through drowning, through being thrown into the Yam. And therefore, Ma'ase Yodai, who's Ma'ase Yodai? Ma'ase Yodai, according to the Medrash, is Klal Yisrael. My children, Tovu, were drowned by Yom in the sea through the Egyptians, and you wanted they should die through listening to song? It's not fair enough. They have to die through drowning, Mida Kenege Mida. No, this is said, this idea.
A different touch.
No, not Rav Aaron. This idea is said by the Chanukah, the Sefer called Chanukah Satorah.
It's a very famous. The Shach's Rebbe.
The Shach's Rebbe? The Chanukah Satorah, that's how he teaches Ma'ase Yodai, Klal Yisrael, Tovu Bayam. The Egyptians drowned in the sea, Vyatem, and you want to take away their lives like Sancheirif through Shira?
Let them have a bad death.
It's not, let them have a death of Mida Kenege Mida.
Wow.
So, based upon this idea, this is really what he's trying to say over here. He's saying this on his own. He's saying over here, that's why the difference between the malachim and us. When the malachim were singing shira, the reason why they can't is because they sing shira for results. Malachim are not a madrig of Klal Yisrael. Their shira is limited to bottom line. What's the bottom line? You're guilty, this is where you need to be, so let's get you where you need to be. The Egyptians are evil, they need to be eliminated, they're eliminated, that's what counts. To sing Shira for elimination is not something that we do. Because Hashem does not have joy when he sees that his creatures are destroyed. What we're focusing on when we sing Shira, maybe that's what Halal is. Halal is to focus on the results to some degree. Shira, the focus of Shira is the acknowledgement, not the results, is the acknowledgement of Nida Kineged Nida. The method, the technique. Kiva Davar Asher Zadu. There's no free lunch. Everything a person does, he's held accountable, there's going to be reward and punishment. The result is not what's there. The fact is that there's a system in place of accountability to what happens. That is the primary. It happens to be, we need to witness the destruction of the wicked people to realize, to see that the system is in place, and indeed there is accountability, and like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings reward and punishment, but it's not the simcha, the shir is not for the result, it's for the method, and that's the difference between these two. So sach hakol, we really have over here three different mahalchim of the difference. One is, again, the first is, if you're the victim, if you actually suffer, then you can sing Shira. Outsiders, they don't have any business singing Shira. Number two, if you grow through the experience, you can sing Shira. Number three, as we just said, is we're not singing for Shira for destruction, for the results. We're singing Shira for the method, for the technique of the Mida Kineged Mida. Yes?
Why can't you take a biblical approach in singing Shira because of my victory, rather than someone else's?
But the question is, but the Malachi Hashares,
the whole idea,
that's the first answer. The first answer is, that's the first answer. That's really what the first answer is. If you are
a defeat,
what?
My victory. What?
Yes, yeah, that's the first answer. That's really what the first answer is. Your victory is, you wanted to break between. All right, it's a little bit different.
Not fetching truth. I see what you're saying.
All right, okay. I hear what you're saying. It's an idea. You're not focusing on their destruction. You're focusing on your victory. Okay, that's another idea. Absolutely. Okay, let's go to another theme, another quick topic. Mitzvah Lecha Mishnah. This week's parasha is the source for the custom that we have, Lecha Mishnah. We once discussed this, and I just want to tell you new things that I came across that I never saw before, and that is presented by Rabbi Dvorkis. Number one, we know Lecha Mishnah. First of all, is Lecha Mishnah, this that you have Friday night, Lecha Mishnah, is it the Oraisa or the Rabbanan? Again, on Friday they received a double portion. They received a double portion of man, so that becomes for us the din lechem mishneh. Is this a so you'll be shocked to realize? I also was a shock to me. I thought, of course, it's a minog. I didn't even know it was a derabban. I thought it was a minog. It's not a minog. It's a din. It's a takana derabbanan. Oh, we'll come to that also. That's also a chiddush. I'll come to that. So I always thought it was a minog. So minog's a big deal. You don't have lechem mishneh. You don't have. What's the big deal? No. It's at least a din derabanan. A din derabanan is serious business. And if you want to say that it's a din deraisa, that's even more serious. Who's the one that says that it's deraisa? The Taz.
Wow.
The Taz and the Chassam Sofer says that Lecha Mishneh is a din deraisa. The Hoya Mishneh. Chazal say the Hoya Mishneh. It could be other words. The Torah, there's a redundancy, a verbosity in the Torah. I don't have all the details in front of me, but there is extra words or shinui lashonis in the psukim which Chazal learn as a mukar that you are required by halacha deraisa to have lechem mishneh. You makayim a mitzvah deraisa.
So even those who hold the rabbanon
to cover the challah. That's a different topic. That's another topic. Covering has nothing to do with having two loaves of bread. My inyan there's a din of lechem mishneh, and then there's a din to cover the bread. That's a whole different topic. That will come to in a few moments. If you have time, that's a different topic. But it is a machlokes hapoiskim if it's a din deraisa. He quotes over here that Roiv HaPoiskim hold the Lechem Mishneh. What?
No one says
it's a minig. Everyone holds it's a lism of the Rabbanon. Roiv HaPoiskim the Lechem Mishneh Hu Takono the Rabbanon. And that's what it says in the Mogen Avram. The Taz disagrees with the Mogen Avram.
Friday night,
there's the Iker.
Not Shabbos, because they only had one then.
Oh, so that's part of the question. So that's part of the question. We discussed it yesterday. But Enochanami, it's for the entire Shabbos. It doesn't matter. It's a drasha. It's a drasha that we learned what happened on Friday. Friday they had a double portion, and it's a drasha. There were extra words in the pasuk, and we learned from that on Shabbos you're supposed to have lechem mishneh. Which meal? Lechara, all three meals. That's the pashtus.
But in the midbar, they only had it for
one. Right? The first, because they only had extra food for one day. Exactly. They wouldn't be b'shalosh. They only had. They have shalosh shunis in the midbar. They only had the milk, only one.
They have supper in the middle. How did they have everything?
Two meals. They only had two meals. They didn't have three meals. Okay, in a chanami, it's a drasha. Chazal are extrapolating. It's not a
breakfast
Okay, whatever. But in a chanami, it's not a perfect. It's not a perfect replica. We'll come to that in a moment. Okay, but in any event, the Taz is a deraisa, is it the rabbanan? Okay, now he says over here some very fascinating things. He says here that the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, very, very big Pesach, he's of the opinion, not like what everyone does, that Lechem Mishneh means both loaves of bread have to be equal. Probably 99.9% of the population, Lechem Mishneh, you have a big kala, and you have a bulka. He holds that is Shaloika Halacha. Lechem Mishneh means two bulkas. That's right. They have to be twins.
What's his raya?
His raya is because that's what Lechem Mishneh is. When they received Lechem Mishneh in the midbar, they got exactly a double portion. They was identical. He won the Kaim Lechem Mishneh. He holds. He brings down Chel. He brings in Bevi. That's not only his vari. B'shem Sefer Pesach Hadvir Simin Reish Ayin Dalid Shetzrichim Shteachal Sheyiyu Shavim B'mare. Would you believe such a thing? B'mare Uvikoyma. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes. The Pesach Advir. I told you. That's why I'm trying to tell you new things. I never saw these things before. Chidushin that we don't do. These are just interesting things. I'm not telling you to do this. What?
Until the Tzitz Eliezer is 400 years.
The Dvir, who is the Pesach? The Taz does not discuss what the bread should look like. He's quoting the Pesach Advir. Shetzrichim shnei achalos sheyushavim b'mare. I don't know. I gotta Google it. Uvemare uvekoyma. Became shezeichel lemon. Why? It's very logical. It's zeichel lemon. All the psukim in the mon it says it was double. Double means the same. Everything that we do that's double. Yav on Yom Kippur. The shnei asi. Everything, every time you have to have two, you have to be equal, it has to be the same exact thing. This is a chiddush gadol that they should be b'mar v'koyimah. What about a chal and a matzah? People, they only have a matzah. Backup. You keep in the closet a backup box of matzah just in case. He's saying it's not a l'chatchila. It's a tremendous chiddush. Another chiddush. What happens? The name of the sefer is the Pesach Hadvir. Pesach Hadvir. Another chiddush is you have to own both loaves of
patrimony.
From what time did he live?
Then I don't know. We'll get there.
At least we're getting one thing at a time. Rabbeinu Google to the rescue.
You can buy it.
What?
You can buy it on Amazon Prime.
You can buy the same. And if you want, you can Uber to the nearest library. Today there's a Google and there's an Uber. Uber will get you to whatever Google.
What's Uber?
Uber is like a car service, an app. It's like the latest craze. It's putting everyone out of business. All the taxi service out of business.
Oh, I've heard about it. Yeah, I heard about it.
Okay, so let's now go to now another chiddush. Another chiddush is, let's say I don't own both loaves of bread. You don't have to go. I want to borrow. You don't have lechem mishnah, so you go in there. Can I please borrow your challah for lechem mishnah? We need it for lechem mishnah. I'll give it back to you. Just one. You know, you always wait by the table. Let me take someone. Yeah, but there it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to no one. But let's say you really legally do not own it. Legally, is that you fulfilled? If you have to miss a deraisa, remember it's a miss a deraisa going to the Taz. So it's not so simple, because lechem mishnah, you owned it. When people receive the lechem mishnah in the midbar, they actually own both loaves of bread. If you have to borrow another loaf of bread in order to make it look good, frozen. Next shaila, are you allowed to use a frozen challah for lechem mishnah? Major machlekes apayskin. People keep it in the freezer. They keep it in the freezer frozen bukalach. You never know.
You must let it defrost.
You keep in the freezer frozen bukalach for a rainy day. All of a sudden, you come now Shabbos, and you only have one challah. Okay, so take it out of the freezer, but it's like a rack. It's a rock.
So you wait. Because it's not edible.
No, it smokes someone.
Does it have to be edible? Be roy lachl. Be edible in an hour. An hour.
It's machlok
yisap hoiskin. Right now it's not edible. Right now it's not edible. You take it out of the freezer. It's not edible. It's a rock.
So it smokes it. You can't touch it then.
No, it's not. It's roi lachila. It's not muksa. It's not muksa because in an hour from now it will defrost.
When you're taking it, it's muksa.
What?
When you're taking it.
No, food is not muksa. Even frozen food, lahalach, is not muksa.
But raw food is muksa.
A steak is not shaykh to be on Shabbos. It's not shaykh. Raw bread is not muksa. Look it up in the muksa book. It's not muksa. But it's not edible at this moment. And right now, I want to make a bracha. I'm Muslim. I want to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of the mtas. Am I yaitzim? Not so simple.
Wow.
It's machlokes apoytsev. You can be yoytze lechem mishnah with something which is machlokes. The minchas yitzchak, the munkacha holds that you can be yoytze. Dayan Fisher of Shlomo Zalman Arvach says he's not. Shlomo Zalman Arvach says you should not. Okay.
By the way, where's this chassam sefer?
The Chassam Sofer is Orechayim Tzim Memvav. Orechayim Tzim Memvav is the Chassam Sofer. Okay, next Shaila. Okay, this is very interesting. You go to Kiddush Shabbos morning, do you have to have Shabbos morning? Is there a din of Lechem Mishnah when you're making Kiddush on Mizoinis? Now this is certainly not, you know, it's right now I'm going to go later to eat, have a meal, but in shul they're making kiddush, and I'm going to be yoytzi kiddush b'mokim suda on a piece of cake or ragulach. So this is shock. This no one does this, but it's brought. And I saw someone do this. Is that there are opinions? Who are the opinions? Who says this? Kitzur and Kitzur Chanoch even mentions this.
He brings B'Shem Gadol Echad.
That you're supposed to have lechem mishnah even on, if you're going to be yoytze kiddush b'mokim suda on mezonos, cake is already cut. It's not shalem. It's not complete. Like you have to have two whole cakes.
Like a rogala.
A rogala. A rogala is a good one because a rogala is a cookie, right? Something which is shalem.
No, let's say you don't have home, only sliced bread. You can't use two pieces.
Then, so that's another shalem. B'diavad, a piece of sliced bread can also count as lecha mishnah. Two slices of bread, b'diavad can also. And a chanami, that is correct. So you should have two slices of cake in front of you. It's correct. That's a different topic. Covering is towel. That's a different topic. We're talking about the ikar hadin. Let's say there's no covering in the house. Let's talk about lechem mishneh. There's tzvedinim. There's a lechem mishneh. And then there's a minhag. No one holds that's their eyes. So there's a minhag. There's a minhag to cover the bread. Don't confuse the lechem mishneh with the minhag of covering.
The man. What was the man? Was the man vegetable?
It was lechem and hashamayim. Lechem abirim. There's no equivalent to the man. The man is lechem abirim.
It's called a lechem?
It's called lechem abirim.
So if someone, let's say, on a diet that doesn't eat bread.
Yeah.
So in the morning he will eat an orange. So does he have to have two oranges?
No. We're talking about kiddush b'mokoyim suda. It's a lechem mishneh is a din of su'udah. Su'udah Shabbos. It's not a perfect parallel to the mon. There are similarities. We draw from the mon.
Let's take a different example. You're in the midbar, and your kids get up in the morning.
No, the midbar, you can't bring a raya from the midbar. You can't bring a raya from the midbar. In the midbar, all the takanas were not yet put into force. Let's talk about today. Today, 2016.
So Parshas
B'shalach. If you're making kiddush for them, if they're eating breakfast.
Your kids are sitting to eat. Yes.
So the minhag ha'olam is no. I'm telling you. The minhag ha'olam is no. You make kiddush and then you go eat Cheerios. You eat whatever you want to eat. The minhag is not makbid on this. But I'm telling you that there are, I'm telling you new things. I never knew these all new things to me. New things he brings down, they have to be the same. You should better go to the store and buy two small chalas and have a big chala and a bulka. There's an inyan of having shlecha mishnah the way. The real way is to have two equals. Another chiddush. A chiddush is that lechem mishnah does not only apply to the bread, to the pas, it applies to whatever you are using to fulfill kiddush b'mokayim suda.
And if you're using wine, you should have two cups of wine.
No, that's not suda. The wine is not suda. The wine is kiddush. The wine is kiddush. You have kiddush and then you have mizonos. The zonos is the su'udah. So you should have two complete items. What's a complete item? Two cookies, two rogoloch, two slices of cake is a b'di'evet, because a slice is like having a piece of bread. A piece of bread is not l'chatchila lechem mishneh. It's better than nothing. If you only have one complete, then take with it a slice of bread to be a hashlama. But having two pieces of cake, and I know, I daven on Shabbos, so there's a person there, he takes, and they make kiddush, and he puts in front of him two ragalach. He puts some two raglach and he tells us why. He says, "No, he told me there's an inyan that you're supposed to have two davar sholeh. Lechem mishneh is the raisa for the bread. Bread. You're not yoytze the suda Shabbos with mizoynas. You have to be yoytze the din with bread. So later on, he'll go home, he'll have suda. Right now, he's not eating a meal. Right now, he's just eating a piece of cake. So he's being yoytze kiddush shemeya kalene from the one that makes kiddush, and he puts in front of him two ragalach, and he told me there's such an opinion. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this. That, and why not two slices of cake? Because a slice is not sholem. Davar sholem. There is such a thing. The minhag ha'olam is not to do this. I'm not telling you to do this. Do you have to eat? Do you have? Yes. What you're going to be yoytzeh? What you're going to be you? What you are going to use? To you have to eat the whole thing. But what you're going to use? There is such a thing. Okay. Now we touched upon something very very interesting. Noshim. Do women have to be makbid on having lechem mishneh? It's a deraisa, a rabbanon. But noshim a potter. Any mitzvah shazman grama. Noshim a potter. So the truth is, he brings down many makaris that mikra did noshim do not have to be makbid on this. A woman is eating alone, she makes kiddush, she has to make kiddush, and she doesn't have to have lechem mishneh. A woman lives alone, she buys food for Shabbos, so I don't have to go buy two bulkalach, I don't have to have lechem mishneh, there's no din lechem mishneh. Many are of the opinion, but no, not the Noshim, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Noshim do not need lachem mishnah. However,
Kiddush
they do need.
But isn't
Kiddush, it's exceptional. Kiddush, we have a drasha. Calls that's chayv in shmir is chayv in loisa say is chayv in the sanctification as well.
Yeah.
So that's an exception. The Kiddush is an exception. But as far as lechem mishneh, it's a din deraisa, din derabban, it's man grama, noshim are not chayv mikra. Din a woman only wants to buy one chalas, so waste. I don't need two chalas, so I have two chalas. What am I going to use a chal for? What?
A woman
can
make the
motzi. Yeah, a woman can be making the motzi. If she's being motzi, you then yeah, she needs in order to be motzi the lachar. Then that instance, since she's being motzi and you need lachem mishnah, she should need lachem mishnah as well. The minhag olam is all nashim. There's no question all nashim do lachem mishnah. The minhag olam, but he says more. Many paiskim rings down the lens paiskim is that women are chayif. Why? For a principle that we use all the time. Af hein hayu ba'oisa hanes. What, the man only fell for the men, it didn't fall for the women? The man.
Yeah, I have a
Sira. Yeah.
It says, Zachar is a man.
Yeah.
Put away its incentives.
Yeah.
If you're going to say there's a derisive of having the Lecha Mishnah for the man.
Yeah.
So that's your Zecha for the man. So why did they have to put away its incentives and a Zachar and its incentives?
I don't understand.
The reason we make Lecha Mishnah derisive
yeah.
Was there was a bond.
No. That's not necessarily it's a drasha. The Hayah Lech is a drasha in the Pasuk. It says the drasha was said by the man. It happens to be that that's what the drasha is. Lecha Mishnah, it's a drasha. And that drasha tells us that on Shabbos you have to have two loaves of bread. It's not the mitzvah derisive is not a zeichel leman. It is a mitzvah derisive to have two loaves of bread. You want to go into the Tameh HaMitzvahs, which is not necessarily...
Right.
To connect it, it's a Zeichel Laman, but it's not. There's not a direct link. It's not totally Zebezeh. But some would say a very fascinating Chiddush. There's no exception for Noshim when it comes to this mitzvah, the Rabbanon or the Raisa, because of the principle Af Hein Hoyu Ba'Oisa Hanes, like Chanukah and Purim. And therefore, without question, the Minhag HaOlam is women do try, at least that I've seen, have Lecha Mishnah. But b'di'evet, if there's one notch lower on the obligation because not everyone holds of this principle of af hein hayu ba'oisa hanes, and it's zman groma, and it's not, and therefore there can be a little leniency. Okay, we'll stop here.